Reigning in light, relationships. Relationships. Some believe that we will be as great as the relationships that we have or that we hold. Even if we prefer to be alone, we'll still encounter relationships. Relationships can develop, they can build, and they can grow, and from a first and distant encounter. We can have healthy relationships with not only people, but also with things. Relationships can make us, and they can certainly break us. From conception, we experience a relationship within the womb. We're either thriving because of the care that we received, or we're not. This first relationship sets the tone for all others that we will have. Relationships are about connections. While we can internalize and hold certain ones near and dear and to our hearts and our minds, relationships are about an external extension of ourselves. A relationship can be a commitment. It can be contractual. And it's based on trust or the lack thereof. The relationships that we trust will allow us to grow parts of ourselves on our journey, and throughout our lifetime we'll encounter various relationships, ones that are romantic and ones that are intimate without the romance. We'll encounter casual relationships, platonic relationships, and possibly codependent relationships. The codependent relationships can be imbalanced because of the role we play or just because. Whenever we encounter imbalances, we must seek to restore balance, and because any part of this can interrupt our overall systems. We can experience negative changes inside and outside of ourselves. An extreme case of a codependent relationship in where one solely takes care of the other, and while ignoring their own needs, may be similar to abuse, and in the form of neglect. In cases of codependent relationships, there may be points of or complete misery. Not only do we find misery in codependent relationships, we also find it in toxic relationships. Toxic relationships are what hurts our self-esteem, our mental well-being, and drowns our physical, our mental, and our spiritual energies. Codependent and toxic relationships can be eliminated through a firm practice of the use of boundaries. We want to institute the use of boundaries not only in all relationships that we consider, but in all parts of our lives. We want to have healthy boundaries for ourselves and, for instance, to avoid traps of the mind or anything that doesn't allow us to grow and thrive. Like when we allow ourselves to go down rabbit holes of worry, anger, anxiety, and sadness. Friendships are relationships. They can be as loose as an acquaintance and as tight as a closer relationship that is platonic. That is, a bond that embraces a closeness that is not based on romance or intimacy. Friendship is ideal, and if at the base of intimate relationships will be understood as a mutual and unconditional regard and love, and without an expectation of anything in return from either except loyalty and honesty. This sort of friendship is a true one and one without judgment. In this true friendship, there is open communication and compromise. Not only is this sort of relationship necessary for certain intimate relationships to last. They are needed for romantic relationships to last. Friends should be chosen carefully, and because energy is exchanged, and like all things, whomever we choose to walk with can rub off on us, either positively or negatively. Just as those old sayings, birds of a feather flock together and walk with the wise and become wise. There are more sayings about relationships, about choosing them and holding them and maintaining them. What about the relationship that we hold with ourselves? It must grow to one of love, one of trust, one of respect, one of honor, and one of commitment. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Are we comfortable with ourselves? Do we accept ourselves and just the way we are? And are we open to change? Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Are we patient with ourselves? Are we kind to ourselves? Are we considerate of ourselves? Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Are we abusive to ourselves, with words or with actions? Do we neglect ourselves? Do we shut out our spirit? Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Abuse and neglect can come in the form of what we ingest, and not only foods and beverages, but also materials and information. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Starting now, let's work on our self-relationship. If we have a safe, stable, and comfortable relationship with our own mind, body, spirit, heart, and soul, let's strengthen it with a moment of calm. If we are struggling with our self-relationship, let's strengthen it with meditation, with prayer, with building our confidence, and with requesting guidance from our higher power, the universe, and loved ones. Deep breath in, slow breath out. Some say that relationships are hard. We can say, what isn't hard? And perhaps begin to change our perspective, and with the reminder that easy come, easy go. If we are desiring lasting, healthy relationships, we have to work at it daily. And just the same as keeping our bodies inside and outside clean, we'll have to keep our relationships clean. This is free of debris, dirt, and toxins. In terms of relationships, keep them free from lies, from cheating, and unrealistic expectations. Some people desire relationships that are based on a 50-50 percentile. We must know that lasting, healthy, and strong relationships will require us giving 100%, and the other must be willing to give the same. We give our all to anything that we want success in or with. When we consider success, think partnerships. And what makes a successful partnership? Partnerships move beyond the relations that we hold with others and to the trades and contributions between one another. A partnership holds an agreement and for growth and advancement. A partnership has shared liability. Both or all are responsible for the success or lack thereof. In a partnership, both are overseeing the status, the profits, and the gains. Both are in pursuit of common interests. Both are willing to learn from the other. Both are accepting of the other's perspective and point of view and relies on them. In establishing a partnership, we think long term. We think of introductions and first meetings, dates or encounters, and to learn the values of the partner and other details that could add to success of the partnership. A partnership is a relationship. A relationship isn't necessarily a partnership unless it includes the aforementioned. So do we look to build relationships or partnerships? The answer is up to the individual and in consideration of what their familial and friendship relationships look like. Partnerships, and if established on good moral ground, are supportive and even if there is a separation. In the case of a separation, you part with a severance package, and this may be considered as the peace offering. On our journey, we must, and whenever possible, leave things well. Not only is this true in partnerships, but also relationships. Leaving things well may look different in all of our relationships. For the spirit, the mind, the body, the soul, and the heart, think of letting go, and without anger, without retaliation or intentionally hurting the other. At some point, we must get to a place of understanding that all things come to halts. If we are able to build a bridge, let's do so and keep going. If not, choose to continue to build ourselves. Build ourselves, reigning in light.